Random House Audio presents Just Like Heaven by Julia Quinn. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. Marcus Holroyd was always alone. His mother died when he was 4, but this had surprisingly little effect on his life. The Countess of Chatteris mothered her son the way her mother had mothered her children, from afar. She was not irresponsible. She took great care and pride in finding the very best baby nurse for her husband's new heir. Miss Pym was on the darker side of 50, and had already cared for 2 ducal heirs and a viscount. Lady Chatteris placed her baby into Pym's arms, reminded the nurse that the Earl could not tolerate strawberries, and thus it was likely that the baby could not either, and then left to enjoy the London season. At the time of her death, Marcus had seen his mother on precisely 7 occasions. Lord Chatteris was more fond of country life than his wife, and was more frequently in residence at Fensmore, the great big rambling Tudor house in northern Cambridgeshire that had been home to the Holroyds for generations. But he fathered his son the way his father had fathered him, which was to say that other than making sure the child was put atop a horse at the age of 3, he didn't see any reason to bother with him until the boy was old enough to conduct a reasonably intelligent conversation. The Earl did not wish to remarry, even though he was warned that he ought to get himself a spare to go along with his heir. He looked at Marcus and saw a boy of good intelligence, excellent athleticism, and passable looks. Most importantly, he was as healthy as a horse. With no cause to suppose that Marcus might kick up and die, the Earl saw no reason to subject him.